Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. We serve a mighty God, and as we obey Him and seek Him, we learn that we have capabilities. The Lord our God speaks to us in the heart. If the heart is right, that's why at the new birth, we get a brand new spirit. All of our sins are forgiven and forgotten in the mind of God. He's not going to hold anything you ever did against you once you believe on Jesus Christ. His blood washed away your sin. You have a brand new heart. And then we have the responsibility of, if we love life, we renew our mind. We learn to adapt to new things in Christ. And we drive out the old things of darkness. We've been given a promised land. Our new heart is like the promised land of Israel. And we learn to operate according to God's kingdom. And we grow from glory to glory, driving out the things of old, the old way of thinking, the limitations, the weights, the heavy weights, the discouragement. We learn to overcome all those things. Now, yesterday we talked about how we don't have to, we can love people and not require things of them. We don't have to require anything of them. That's amazing. And I thought about how some people may say, well, that's just rude. But when you think about it, the Lord loves us. And He doesn't require us to work for our salvation. He doesn't require us to work for our love. So we don't have to require other people to work for our love. We're going to love them regardless. Our love is going to be stable no matter what goes on. And then people, the mindset, especially coming out of the world system, you guard your life and protect it. You watch. You don't trust people to love and be kind to you. And some people won't. Some people will try to take advantage of you. But you don't love them because they deserve it. You love them because God loves you. And the love of God is so generous. You can afford to love them. And you know that they're in the same condition you were in. And you want to help them out of that condition. So you don't require them to love you. When you gain the advantage, then you treat them right. You love them. And that speaks a volume to them. And it may or may not cause them to come out of the evil world system. There are people out there trapped in the world. And they're going to act like they're trapped in the world until they come out of it. And there are people that have come out of the world and they get discouraged. And they get focused on something and they feel defeated. In the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But your forgiveness, your kindness, your continual love will help them. Or can help them. And they may not treat you right for a long time. But if you look at the story of Abraham, Abraham was a very industrious man, a man that God would choose to bring the Savior through. And the Lord told him to leave his father's house, his nation, and his kinspeople, and go to a land He was showing him. And he did it. Eventually, he did it. But when he had his only begotten son, a promise, which is Isaac. And it was time for him to get a wife for her. He sent his servant. He didn't even go himself. He sent his servant to find Rebekah, Bethuel's daughter. And the Lord helped him to run right into her. And he said, Lord, let the woman that's to marry Isaac give me water and water for my camels. And she did so. And she did a good job of it. And then her father and her brother let her go. Why? These were the people that Abraham had to leave. But Abraham was very industrious, a godly man. And they knew that that would be the best choice. Now, when he was with them, they probably, look, from the perspective of human nature, they probably took him lightly. They probably didn't. When people always do what's right, they're not always appreciated. But when they're gone, now you know, hey, I'm missing a jewel of a person, a rarity. And they let their daughter go with a stranger because he came in the name of Abraham. And it was a struggle. They wanted him to wait 10 days. He said, don't hinder me, don't. You know that the Lord sent me. He said, I got to get back. And they let her go. Off of their memory of Abraham. Now Abraham, he wanted to be a father. He loved family. Sometimes you can love a person and you can love a person and they don't appreciate it right. But when you're gone, then they realize that I messed up. There are many people in marriages. You do it God's way. You love the person. You try to build them up. You try to help them out. And then they want a divorce. And they divorce you. And then they talk about you. And then you're out of their life. And then they realize that was stupid. When you love people with God's love, things can be changed. Things can grow. If they ever wake up and realize that what they have is a rare gift, they'll stop. They won't be so stubborn with their mouth. The enemy, which, you know, he can, if you focus on rotten things, that's all you'll see. If you follow anybody around all day, they have perfections and they also have faults. And you can see room for improvement. But if you focus on the negative, that's all you'll see. If you focus on it. Even if you look at God from Satan's point of view. Because people say, well, if God loved me, why did I get sick? They're not looking at the whole picture. They're not looking at the attacks of Satan. They're grouping everything to be God's order. God don't order your strikes. He didn't even order the strikes against Job. Satan did that all by himself. And Job was the one who feared and caused a hole to be in his defense. God had him hedged about, protected his life. But he feared, things he greatly feared, opened the door for Satan to strike him. Now, if God didn't do anything, Satan wasn't smart enough to realize that there was a hole in the fence. And Job he had fear that needed to be dealt with. And there was no man like him on earth. So God killed two birds with one stone. He solved Job's fear problem. And he exposed the fact that man can love God and Satan can't always stop it. And then he rewarded Job. And Job attained double for the things he suffered. And some people say, well, he only had 10 more children. Well, you got to remember, my pastor pointed out, I love going to a good church. He pointed out, well, people didn't look at the fact that his first 10 children had died in the attack. God still had them. They didn't go to hell. Because if everything that he had double, he still had his 10 children. He just had to wait a bit. See, God thinks of everything. You can't outsmart him. He thinks of everything. Wouldn't want to outsmart him. I just want to learn from him. God loves us. As we follow him, we gain capabilities. And one thing I want to point out in this broadcast, when the Lord anoint you or anybody, you are a person that's in love with God, and you're also the anointing causes you to operate in an enhanced measure. Now, these broadcasts from Cain Jealousy to this one is to point out that if you handle holy things the right way, everybody grows better and faster. See, sometimes people think that it's okay if they limit people who are anointed. Everybody who is anointed should be encouraged by people who are anointed. When Paul was setting order in the Corinthian church, he said the prophet is subject to the prophet. It's not a competition. We work together. We don't work apart from each other. The prophet is subject to the prophet. In Satan's world, I'm the best and I don't need anybody else. That's how he thinks, and that's how the world thinks. That's how the spirit of pride thinks. It's wrong, it's two left shoes. But when you follow God, you know the Holy Spirit is the one who enables us to be anointed. The blood of Jesus enables us to receive the anointing. And our faith in his blood, then the Holy Spirit can, if we can carry the anointing, anybody can be anointed. But in most cases, the Lord anoint people he know will follow him. Anybody can carry the anointing. If they want to. But most people won't. If the Lord know people won't, then he'll wait till they will. Now watch this. If they do what they're supposed to do, if they're obedient and continually, and they come to a point that they can, then it becomes wise for God to anoint them. But once God anoint you and sanction you to do something, you need to make it happen. It's not good for you if you get to a certain point and stop. Or especially, it's really not good if you get to a certain point and backslide. If you are an anointed man or woman of God, don't backslide. More would be required of you. That's just the way it is. And that's the way it's going to be. Don't go back to the world. Leave the world alone. Forever. But you activate that anointing and as much as possible. If you notice, I do a broadcast often, but that's my instruction. The Lord said, I want you to do as many broadcasts as possible. And you probably hear me driving to work in my truck or my van, you know. That's the only way I could do this. Forgive the noise, but God loves us. I'm obeying him. You know, just overlook the noise, but hear the word of God. Sometimes you just have to do that. I wish I could do it better, but this is the best I can do at this point. Maybe when I retire, if the Lord wait that long, which I doubt, then I'll be able to do them and, you know, more of them and in quieter places. But one thing about it, people will know that I was doing something. They know that I'm a man that's working and doing anybody can do the things of God. There is a way to get it done. That's what the noise represents. God thinks of everything. You don't have to have the best of everything to do a work of God. You do what you use what you have. That's the best you can do. God won't expect you to do any more than that. Until you can do better, do what you can do. The things of God are very important. The enemy will try to stop you, but you have the capability to overcome everything that he can throw at you. And it may slow you down, it may hinder you, it may cause a few problems, but when you go to the Lord and he give you the countermeasure, see, we have countermeasure capabilities. You only learn these things by following God. It's not the end. You're never at the end of the road. You may drive to a cliff, but then you say, okay, Lord, how do I deal with this? And he'll show you he'll show you your route and how to overcome it. There's always a way to get the job done. Get the job done. Do what he give you to do. Take him at his word. Don't be so fast to take liberties. But always take him at his word. Do his instruction. Make whatever he give you to do happen. Because God is with us. He's with us and he's ready to help us. And he's with us to help us. And also he's with us because he loves us. He likes being around us when we love, when we operate according to the love. You can attract the Lord to come and fellowship with you. The Lord is not just about teaching you ministry things. He'll get involved in every part of your life as you invite him. If you're a good parent and you want to do better, ask him questions about parenthood. He knows your child personally. He knows where they're going. He knows how to help you help them be his will and do his will. And that's good for them. The will of God, it brings so much joy in a person's life. It's a privilege to always obey the Lord. And the more I obey him, the more I want to obey him. I want to see what's next. I want to see what else can I do. When you're pioneering your way and you're learning and growing and you see things as they are, it makes you want to do more. When the Lord first taught me that he don't require dedication, I had to go sit down and think about it. And he let me think about it for a couple of days. Because I was saying, Lord, some people don't go to church. They don't have pray. They don't have study. He said, oh, I don't require dedication. Wait a minute. These are the things that be a light. How can you say you don't require dedication? I sat there and thought about it. It kind of made sense and it kind of didn't from the way I was thinking. And he let me go a whole day and a half. And then he said, I don't require dedication, I desire dedication. In other words, his love, he loves us regardless. And I said, And then, you know, it made me want to do everything more. It made me want to serve him more. Because he taught me this. He said, I don't love people for what they can do for me. I love them anyway. That's just the way it is. He loves us deeply. And this is not fake love. This is true love. He loves us deeply. We don't deserve it. We can't earn it. We're in this situation and he loves us regardless. Even if we don't do our best, he still loves us deeply. You know, listening to man, you'll think that if you don't go to church every time you can, and if you don't pray every chance you get, if you don't study every chance you get, then God don't love you no more. That's not who he is. He does love us all the time. He understands this life. He knows what it's like. And he always loves us. The thing is, he doesn't require anything of us to love us. He died for us while we thought he was cursed of God. That's how the word is written. The people of that thought they were in God's house, they thought Jesus was accursed and wanted him dead. And he was God. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. But not by all means, be wise. Don't miss church when you can be there. Don't forfeit a chance to study and pray. But love God in spirit and in truth. You know, Henry Groover said something that made a lot of sense. He would wake up, he would be real sleepy. And he wanna pray but he'd be tired. And he would, you know, he took the work out of it. He said, Lord, you know, I want to say it just like he did. You have to listen to him on YouTube to get it perfect. But I do my best because I love that guy. He's a blessing. He said, Lord, I'm going to sleep. And when you wake me up, then I'm going to pray and study. And he started doing it that way. And that took the duty out of it. It was more of a relationship. Serve God from the heart. We don't have to work for his love. I want to do things, you know, I like doing things methodically, but you know, if something happens, you miss a time to fellowship with him. And it happens. Sometimes Jesus wanted to go fellowship with the Father like it was his custom. But the problem was a multitude would show up and want to hear him teach. So he had to put that off and go and teach. And things like that happen to me and you. But the point is, we have capabilities, untapped capabilities. As we draw near to the Lord, we increase in our capabilities. As we are anointed, we have abilities that we need to share with the world. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout our lives. The next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.